Meat processing plants across the Midwest have become hotspots for COVID-19. Now, rural health workers are trying to keep track of workers who get sick and those exposed to the disease. But that's challenging because many workers are immigrants or refugees, and there's a language barrier. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
Glenda Cervantes' work at the Saline County Health Department usually involves helping people see if they qualify for social services. But for the last 2 months, she's been responding to the local COVID-19 outbreak instead.
I still remember the day they said we got our first positive and we're going to need someone's help.
The county has one of the highest COVID-19 rates in Missouri. That's due in part to big meat processing plants in Marshall, the county seat. More than 250 people in the county have tested positive and 2 have died. Recently, Cervantes has been doing contact tracing, calling people who have tested positive and anyone they've come into contact with. Because she lacks a medical background, she's been learning on the job, and at times it's been overwhelming.
It got to a point that we couldn't even use our lines anymore, so we started using our own cell phones. So I tell the nurses now, everybody in the county has my phone number now.
Cervantes also has a valuable skill. She was born in El Salvador and is a native Spanish speaker, so she's been translating health department information for the many workers who are immigrants. While Saline County has 2 Spanish speakers on staff, other rural health departments aren't so lucky. An hour north of Kansas City and St. Joseph, nearly 700 people have tested positive for COVID-19. More than 400 work at a local meat processing plant. City Health Director Deborah Bradley got translating help from the state.
One of the individuals spoke Spanish, so that helped out because there's a large number of individuals that work at Triumph that are Spanish-speaking.
Missouri Health Director Randall Williams says his department is now providing translation services from the state capital in Jefferson City instead of sending staffers out to overwhelmed health departments.
Some will want us to send boots on the ground. But in that case, what was very interesting is that we found that we needed to keep some people back because here in Jeff City, we have access to multiple translators.
There are also some resources for health departments beyond the state level.
In the case of meat processing plants, the outbreak can quickly and rapidly and aggressively evolve.
Lori Freeman heads the National Association for City and County Health Officials. She says the CDC has provided support for health departments dealing with meat processing outbreaks. But she says more is needed.
Over the past 10 years or so, our local health departments have lost about a quarter of their workforce due to fiscal austerity, budget cuts, and lack of overall resources and support.
Freeman says these departments typically already have experience in contact tracing for diseases like hepatitis and HIV/AIDS. But budget cuts have left them in a difficult position when it comes to dealing with big surges in cases. For Cervantes, the surge in Saline County meant she was essentially always on call for COVID-19 patients.
There was one day that at 2:30 a.m. I received a call and I got up and I answered the questions. You know, I was like, I gotta help them.
Cervantes says being the point person for so many requests was tough on a personal level, especially as a member of the town's Latinx community.
I always tell them it takes a lot for me to cry. But at first, it was really hard. There's people that I know personally, and I feel like, oh my gosh, you know, like nobody knows exactly how bad this is.
Still, Cervantes says she's grown from the experience. And now that the rate of new county cases has leveled off after spiking in late April and early May, she hopes the worst is over. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.